Howdy, the neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. A flip-flop by the South Koreans. More on that in just a moment.
Attention, Oklahoma small business owners with 50 or fewer employees. You may save 60% or more on health coverage for employees through a state subsidy called Insure Oklahoma. It's funded by the Oklahoma Tobacco Tax and subsidizes health coverage premiums for lower to moderate income employees. Ask an insurance agent about Insure Oklahoma. Go to InsureOklahoma.net or call 1-888-365-3742 for more information. Insure Oklahoma, subsidizing health coverage.
This is Ed Richards with the Radio Oklahoma Network. If you haven't heard about the Insure Oklahoma Healthcare Assistance Plan, listen to this. Any company with 50 or fewer employees can have 60% or more of their qualified employees' premiums paid through Insure Oklahoma. Now, Tyler LaRue with LaRue & Associates has already helped over 150 businesses take advantage of a great program. Tyler LaRue at 1-800-994-1950. Tyler LaRue at 1-800-994-1950.
At the very last moment, the plug pulled on starting the process of reopening the South Korean market to U.S. beef. Everything seemed to be on go, according to Greg Dow. We, of course, talked to him in his office earlier this week, and then suddenly we discover, surprise, surprise.
It's really a shock, because last night the discussions that everything was up and running and ready to go, we were ready to have an announcement tomorrow. There actually is a Korean group of auditors here. Those discussions went well, and so this whole thing comes as quite a surprise.
Public protests in South Korea have escalated recently due to the consumer concern being whipped up by some internet reports and opposition political party folks about the safety of U.S. beef over BSE. Greg Dowd says the delay in implementing the new beef agreement is strictly political.
The situation appears to be tied to opposition party and dealing with the opposition party politics in Korea, their lame duck session, and maybe trying to run out the clock on the opposition party here. But this is just an unbelievable situation. This is not what they agreed to do. So our government is having some pretty high-level talks right now to figure out how to fix this.
Greg Dowd says there are reports out there it could be weeks before the delay could be resolved. However, the South Korean position right now, the government position, is days.
Unofficially, what they announced in Korea is a 7 to 10 day delay. The reasoning for that is that they had to do some more internal discussions. But I think part of it has to do with the lame duck session of the Korean Assembly.
Greg Dow, chief economist with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He was, of course, really pumped about the potential of getting this thing rolling once again with basically getting back closer to normal trade. It would have initially started with beef from animals guaranteed under 30 months of age. Bone-in or boneless did not matter. Of course, the thing is, our negotiators accepted the boneless-only strategy early on. And that has proved to be a huge mistake, given the current psyche of the political process in South Korea. Their new president, President Lee, he has admitted the government failed to educate the public on the beef deal and the safety of U.S. beef. According to a spokeswoman for the U.S. Trade Representative's Office, Gretchen Hamill, who spoke with MeetingPlace.com, she says, "We expect the Korean government to live up to the agreement." You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hey neighbors, it's the Red Hills Hereford Save the Grass Dispersion Sale this Sunday, May 18th, 11 a.m. at the Flaming Farm Sale Facility, Clinton, Oklahoma. Jimmy and Darla Johnson invite you to come out and take a look at their offering. They say it'll be the biggest Hereford sale ever for Western Oklahoma, about 275 cows. Now, all of the cows 2 years of age or older from their place will sell. For more information, contact Jimmy on his mobile phone, 580-331-8534.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes.